880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we are here. We are ready to rock and roll. We've got a great show for you. We've got our guests in studio already getting social. Who's our guest in studio? Well, we've got Michelle Villalobos. She's a successful entrepreneur. She's going to be discussing the business strategies and tools women need to build a lifestyle they want while doing the work they love and earning what they're worth. Her points are women-focused, men-friendly, and this is going to be great fun for everyone. This is a special request for Vivian Freed. So we've got a great segment about empowering women in the workplace coming up first. Second, we're going to talk with Mike Alcantara. All right, Mike gives me the thumbs up. I'm sure he's going to give me a Mr. Fried later for that one. We're going to talk about the redesign of my business website. We're going to talk about how we're going to monetize the website, how we're going to make it easier to read, how we're going to make it better and better and better for our customers and our clients and our visitors. We get about 10,000 page views a month. We're going to try to double that in the next few months. Mike's going to talk about how we're going to do that with SEO. It's going to be a rocking segment. And then after that, we've got something a little out of character, but I think right up your alley. We're going to talk about after-school play and its impact on your child's wellness. Why that on a business show? Because all of us have people in our office that leave their children in after-school care, and that's what this is about. This is about Dade County Public Schools teaming with UHealth to bring your children after-school care. It's going to be absolutely a terrific segment. Now, to start off the show, we're going to talk a little bit of business. The stock market went down a little bit amid the fear of the budget deadlock and the gold fell, treasuries dropped. But my particular insight on the fiscal cliff is that for the most part, the fiscal cliff has already been built into everybody's economic perceptions. I think there will be obviously a disruption in our finances if this happens, but I think a lot of businesses and a lot of people are already kind of hunkered down waiting for it to happen. We've already seen our credit rating for the United States drop. I don't know how much that's really impacted many people, if at all. I think that people still view the United States as the safest country on the planet to invest in, and I don't think that's going to change because I think that the government officials in Washington have at least given enough signals that they want to try to get something done. They're talking about the parameters of a deal finally. Will it happen by January 1st? I don't know, but I'm sure it'll happen shortly thereafter because once the January 1st comes and all of these tax increases all the taxes go back to where they were before, then when people vote to lower them, they'll be voting to lower taxes. Now they'll just be voting to keep a tax cut in place. I think they'd really like the opportunity to say, hey, I lowered your taxes. So wait and see. My bet is it'll happen right after the new year while you're still sleeping over your hangover, Johnny. All right, Johnny gives me the high five. Juan, take us to break. We're going to come right back with Michelle Villalobos. She's got a heck of a lot better stuff to talk about now. We'll go to break in just a second. I want to talk just for a second about what we're seeing in the commercial real estate market. This month, we've been seeing a whole lot of people approaching us for equity to start their deals in the first quarter. Lots of people are looking for equity for retail. We're finding it. Lots of people are looking for financing for their retail projects on both a permanent and construction basis. We're finding it. In fact, the CMBS market, the people that give the loans that are then sold on Wall Street, that's coming back. They're getting more aggressive. I don't think you're going to see an overheating in the market yet because a lot of the banks are still licking their wounds from the financial crisis. But the banks are out there. They're calling on us. The mortgage-backed security guys are out there. They're calling on us. The life insurance companies have money. The non-institutional lenders, everybody has money. Everybody wants to do business. Shopping centers, land, apartments, every sector, industrial. I'm going to look at a big industrial deal this Saturday. That's right. I work 7 days a week. Who do you think posts these shows on Saturdays? But we're going to be right back after this short break. We're going to have Michelle Villalobos. We're going to talk about how women can reinvent themselves, be effective in a male-dominated workplace. Right back after this. Juan, take me out.
Nothing yet.
All right, I love that BTO one. And you know what else I love? I love my friends at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. I own two of them. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
So loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. Two home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
That's right. This is your host, Jim Freed. I love saying that. Now, we're on with Michelle Villalobos here at special request from my wife, the professional woman that she is, former publisher of South Florida CEO Vivian Freed, asked me to bring on Michelle Villalobos. She's a successful entrepreneur. She's discussing the business strategies and tools that women need to build the lifestyle they want while doing the work they love and earning what they're worth. Her points are women-focused and men-friendly. This is going to be fun for everybody. Her clients include American Express, Burger King, Gibraltar Private Bank, LexisNexis, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Constant Contact, Brooks Brothers, and my personal favorite, Frito-Lay's. Frito, that's right, Frito. They called me Frito forever. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, Michelle, I know that in a firm that I used to work for, we had analysts. And the analysts, the men were paid $72,000, the women were paid $60,000. I didn't run the place, but I got a little peeved at that. And I think that that is basically the way America operates. What are we going to do about that?
Well, I don't know what you're going to do about that, but I went ahead and did a few things myself already. I created the Women's Success Summit, as you know, and my whole mission is to help women get along, get ahead, and make more money. Basically.
Well, honey, you better be taking notes on that. We know you could always use some of that at our house. Now, Michelle, how do you help people create their brand and help them to be a better, more efficient marketer of their own personal services?
Well, here's the thing. The first thing that we all agree on, for the most part, in business is that we love having business come to us.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's fabulous to get a referral, to have people call you up and say, I've heard about you. I want to work with you. And all of a sudden, the whole relationship dynamic is different when a client is coming to you versus you going out and hunting them down. So the way to make that happen is to create a brand for yourself that's attractive, that's compelling, that's magnetic, that works online and offline. The whole idea is to create a situation where there's demand for who you are, and that way you can charge more money, you close more deals, you can say no to the things that are not a fit, and that all boils down to what I call shameless self-promotion.
Shameless self-promotion? I bet the person that does that even has their own radio show.
They should, right?
Now, Michelle, somebody's come out, they've started to brand themselves. What's the first thing that they really need to do?
Well, let me tell you a quick story that kind of illustrates that. So when I started my business, oh gosh, now 5.5, almost 6 years ago, I had come from a place where I had a brand. I was the publisher of Ocean Drive Espanol magazine, and people knew me as that. But even if you Googled me back in that, at that time, you know, 6 years ago or so, if you Googled me, you didn't find anything about me on the internet. In fact, the whole first page of results wasn't even me. There are a lot of other Michelle Villalobos's out there. So I quickly realized that I had to become a known entity. And so what I started doing in the beginning, and I'll tell you that what I did was a mistake ultimately, was I started branding myself based on what I thought I needed to be, who I thought I should be. So in other words, as a business consultant, what that meant was lots of navy blue and black and white. It was a very serious website. I was positioning myself as a serious business person, you know, with my MBA up front so people knew that I was credible.
And you went to Dartmouth.
I did. I know a few people
like that. Roger Miller, you know Roger?
No, I'm not sure.
Well, we'll work on that.
We'll talk about that.
There you go.
So I started positioning myself, or I branded myself as the person that I thought I should be. And so I started to try to contort myself into that person and step into this, what I call my box, which was called business consultant. And Michelle steps into this box, and this is how I had to be. And this is the brand I was creating. And what I realized was, well, it took a while to have this aha moment, but business was hard. I was struggling. I was putting myself out there, and I was trying, because at the end of the day, I wasn't being authentic. I wasn't being true to me. So one of these days, I had this idea that I wanted to create a workshop called How to Communicate Powerfully Without Being a Bitch. So that was...
You need to give that to all the female lawyers I know, by the way.
I give it a lot. That was my big landmark. And before that, I did one called You're Not Crazy, It's Just Your Personality. What happened was, when I started putting these things out there, all of a sudden, certain people started responding really strongly, really powerfully to me. Whereas before, I had a lot of like lukewarm interest in who I was and what I did. But once I started to be me and to do the things that were really intriguing for me, that I really cared about, and not for financial gain, because I was doing them for fun, sort of on the side, once I started realizing, hey, wait a second, I'd much rather focus in on this market and do these things that I enjoy and look at the response that I get. And I was filling these workshops with 50, 100, 150 people, and it was like, aha. Okay, wait a second. Maybe I don't need to step into this other box called business consultant. Instead, I need to sort of step into my own box called Michelle Villalobos. Who am I?
Oh, 100%. And in fact, I've experienced that myself many times. It's very difficult to be somebody you're not. And I think that people truly respond to somebody who's authentically excited about what they're doing, because people want to be energized. They want positive energy, and they want to be around that. So if you can be the flame, people will come to you.
That's right. And another example of that is Jody Johnson, my business coach. She's an action coach. She uses the example of building a butterfly garden. As opposed to going around with a net trying to chase people and chase clients, instead build a butterfly garden so that people come to you. And it's a whole different mindset. It's a different context of business. And that's what I teach people, especially women, how to do.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm with a group. We have lots of capital, and we do real estate. So people kind of find us. It took me a long time to realize that rather than being appreciative that somebody would take my call, I had to realize that people want to get my call.
And they want you to pick up.
Yes.
Right?
That's
the big thing. Fingers crossed. I hope he takes my call.
I hope he's there. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of energy that you're trying to put out on the street. You're trying to make a pull strategy. Now, you've got another another website that you have that's, I can't remember what the name is.
It's called Make Them Beg.
Oh, gosh. I was begging for that, I guess. Goodness.
Yeah, the whole concept of make them big, it's the same. It's the philosophy. And I have that business with a colleague of mine named Jessica Kazorik. And we developed that. You know, the idea is how to seduce business as opposed to how to hunt for business or solicit business. So seduction as opposed to solicitation.
Sounds like a way a woman might be able to amplify her specific talents.
Absolutely. The core piece is, who are you really? That's really where we start this whole process. It's like, forget everything else. Let's stop trying to generate business. Let's stop trying to, you know, get leads. And let's take a step backward and say, all right, who are you? Is your business and is your business personality a true expression of who you are as a human being? Because that has to be aligned first and foremost.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Michelle, we got to have you back because Juan's telling me how much time, Juan? Breaking in another segment? All right. Well, we're going to come right back with Michelle Villalobos. I got a high five on that. I am very excited about that. Juan, thanks for teeing me up. We'll be right back after this with more Michelle because I got a lot of stuff I can learn from you. And so do you. Back after this.
Is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
I'd like to suggest that you join my friends at the NFL Alumni when they have their premier event, the 35th annual NFL Alumni South Florida Golf Classic. It's going to be February 8th and 9th at the 4.9 out of 5 stars location where the 2013 and 2014 Honda Golf Classic qualifier will be at the Madison Green Golf Club. I'm not a golfer, but I'm going to be there. It's going to benefit the Kids Cancer Foundation and the Children's Healing Institute. Remember, it's February 8th and February 9th at the Madison Green Golf Club. Registrations is at 10:30, shotgun start at 12:15, buffet and awards afterwards. Meet your favorite NFL stars of today and yesterday. If you want more information, call my good friend Howard Fabian at 305-987-6041 or the Dolphin alumni host Larry Ball at 954-632-8173. Help the kids out. Give Howard a call.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, like the guy with the deep voice says, this is Jim Freed, and I want to give a shout-out to Living Social. They're giving us all kinds of grief on the text messages that Michelle hasn't mentioned them. So we're going to have to mention Living Social again. Michelle's giving me the high five and the fist bump.
Yay.
All right. And now we're going to get back to our show. Mike is going to make sure we start taping again. Michelle, now we left off with talking about how people can come up with their brand. I'm doing a lot of branding. I do this radio show. I go and network. I think I'm pretty good at setting up my brand. I have people that call me because they know we have money to lend, money to invest, and we're good, solid people. What would be a good way for a woman who is starting out, is an independent contractor in a variety of the businesses that are out there? How can they figure out who they are and carve their own niche? Because I've got to believe it's very difficult. If you took some time to figure out who you were, somebody that's not as focused and up on how to do that really has a tough time. I'm sitting in one of your forums that you have. I don't know who I am. Help me discover myself.
All right. Well, it starts with a couple of things. First of all, we take a look. I mean, if truly someone really doesn't know what their brand is or they're all over the place, and let me tell you something. I probably had a harder time of it than most people. You know, I don't know if it was a fortune or misfortune, but I've always been really good at almost everything I've ever tried. So I was just as good in math as I was in English class. I had an identical score on my math versus my
verbal. I was going to say, you sound like a 1400 to me.
Around there,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
And so for me, it was actually quite hard because I had no real focus. And I was always encouraged in high school, back in my day, it was encouraged to be master of all things and to be great at everything. And you had to have A's in every class. And what I would tell somebody now is really it's much more valuable to hone in on a niche.
Be a silo?
Really, truly hone in on a niche, especially if you're going to start branding yourself online, because the online space is so huge. And so if you create a model where you can monetize something globally, for example, an info product, or if you're a business coach or some sort of, you know, speaker, consultant for whom expertise really creates the core of your value, then you really got to hone in on it. You cannot be a jack of all trades, master of none. So that's step one, is figuring out what's that niche. And sometimes that means looking at your numbers if you already have a business and just being ruthless about cutting out the stuff that's not generating a lot of money and really narrowing down your focus.
Oh, that's so hard, because some of the stuff that doesn't generate money is your fun stuff. Calling people that are a waste of time, things like that. I mean, it's fun, but it's a waste of time. And I'm really learning how to, you know, manage my phone calls, because thank God I have caller ID. And it used to be that if the phone rang, I'd pick it up. And now what I've realized is that if I'm multitasking, I'm not being efficient. I need to focus in on what I'm doing. I need to look at emails only a certain number of times a day. Mm-hmm. You can't stop and do the email if you're writing a letter, because you'll never finish the letter.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is, so this is from someone named Julia Morgenstern, I believe. She wrote a book called Never Check Email in the Morning. And she says, and this is great, what is email really? And her position is that email is just a collection of everybody else's priorities.
100%.
So if you start your day with email, you're starting your day with everyone else's demands, not the stuff that you know you need to do in order to have long-term. So if you think about the Covey, the Franklin Covey model, urgent versus important, uh-huh. What you really want to be doing is having most of your day be centered around the non-urgent but important items. The strategic thinking, the creative stuff, the work that's really going to generate the business long term, as opposed to being reactive and handling all these emergencies that pop up. So that's another thing. That's a great point.
Yeah, that's terrific. And the way I do it is that I wake up, I organize my to-do list before I look at all the emails.
Great.
Then I clear the emails.
Yeah.
Then I go to work, and I keep the email up, but I don't really go back to it except two or three times a day. And sometimes people get a little
peeved.
Yeah.
Because you're not so responsive.
Yeah, and or sometimes I'll go from the top instead of the bottom, and I'll be addressing something, you know, in the role of emails that's already been addressed or something. But I don't care. If it's important to them and I didn't see it before, it'll wait an hour. If it doesn't, if it can't wait an hour, call me.
Very few emails are life or death. You know, for the most part, those types of situations come through by telephone or text.
Correct.
So, yeah, email for me, batching it twice a day, more or less. And I'm really, I really would like to get to a place where I'm doing it once a day or less.
Yeah, people use it as a primary communication device in what I'm doing, so I got to be kind of responsive. Yeah. I'll give them the morning. I'll graze at about 10:30. I'll do it after lunch. I'll graze at about 3:30. And then it comes 4:45, and I'll pound everything that I haven't gotten to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about females specifically, because I was, you know, advertising this sort of like as a woman's thing, although it's got great stuff for anybody.
So I would say women-focused, male-friendly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's perfect, actually. So for everybody who's listening, I just want to point out that you talked about doing a blue pinstripe with the white shirt and the red kind of fluffy tie. She's all turquoise today, everybody. From her eyeballs down to her wrist to her ankles. her feet are a little bit tan, but I do love the nail polish.
Thank you.
Very feminine, which is what I was trying to point out.
Okay.
You came in here as a power lady,
mm-hmm.
a power person, somebody that you're projecting, somebody that believes in themselves, full of confidence. We pulled up and I said, that's an entrepreneur's car. So you're a high five on all that. So give a couple tips. We've got now somebody that helped them find themselves. What's something that somebody can implement today that'll help them brand? We've only got a couple minutes left. I don't mean to do that to you, but I'm not going to say another word. It's all yours.
All right. So the number one thing that would make the biggest difference in the shortest amount of time is to make a commitment to owning your name online. So owning your name online, which means there's a bunch of things that are kind of under this umbrella. But step one would be go out and buy your URL.
Got it.
Buy the URL of your name.
JimFried.com. Got it.
That's it. You have Jim Fried. That's a great URL. You would think there was some competition for that.
Yeah, it's a guy that's a lawyer in Oklahoma or Nebraska. He was the number one Jim Fried when I started. He ain't number one anymore.
No, and see, that's what I'm talking about, own your name. So when I started, I wasn't the only Michelle Villalobos out there. Now, you can misspell my name. You can massacre it, and you still will track me. You'll still find me. Google will ask you, did you mean Michelle Villalobos?
Yes, right.
So the idea, that begins with the URL, but the second step to that is to go ahead and put a Google alert out for your name. So create a Google alert for your name. That's www.google.com/alert. And that'll tell you every time your name appears in a new search result on the internet, which is a great thing to start with.
Oh, cool. That's a market. That creates pull.
Well, what it does is it lets you know when you've appeared. No, not who's looking, not who's searching. It lets you know when, if I publish your name in my blog, it'll send you an alert as soon as Google crawls it, so you know that you're now appearing in my blog.
Oh, and I can call and thank you.
You could call and thank me, as a matter of fact.
And so
the third thing you want to do is go ahead and fill out every social media profile you can get your hands on with your name. So you can stake your claim, and it also creates SEO results for you. It creates inbound organic traffic or results in Google, so that when people look you up, you own that whole first page of results, and it says what you want it to say about you, not what some random person wrote about you. The idea is you want to control what Google says about you.
Okay, well, Juan kind of finessed me. We've got only a minute left. Now, Michelle, usually we ask how people find you, but I think you already told us how people can find you. So what's the next thing? If somebody owns their name, we've only got a couple seconds left. Give me a quickie final thought for the people that are listening out there that really need you.
The next thing is really make sure that you're focusing in on a niche, because on the internet, people can find you when you're niche down, not when you're too broad or general. And I would really consider doing some SEO. I do SEO for my name. I do SEO for my brand. And I know one of your guests here today is an expert in that. So I would really go and talk to him about how to do the next step, the next phase of online marketing.
All right. Well, Michelle Villalobos, I got to tell you, thanks for coming in, telling me to own my name and really project self-confidence in who I am. I think that's advice that good advice for people from all over, then doing whatever they can. It's the most important thing to believe in yourself and project that, I think, is the number one thing. Michelle Villalobos, we need to have you back after the new year. After you come back, you got to come back when your batteries are recharged. We're going to explode this sector. We're going to talk about some great things. We're going to build the excitement. It's going to be awesome. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk about, what am I talking about next, Juan? We're going to have Mike Alcantara talking about SEO. What great timing. Back after THIS. All right, I got Michelle Villalobos saying she wants to come back, and this is a great show. So I get a fist bump, a high five, and a woo! All right. Well, you know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships. You know my friends at Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They all know this, and that's why they always give their customer more. When I leased my Infinitis from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. Two home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
And now, WZAB traffic.
This update is brought to you by Garmin. Dealing with delays on 595 westbound from Davie Road over to Pine Island Road. Also some stop-and-go traffic, I-95 southbound from Cypress Creek Road over to Commercial Boulevard. Out of Miami-Dade, 95 northbound from 8th Street all the way over to the 836, dealing with delays. And some delays on the Palmetto Expressway northbound between 836 and Northwest 122nd Street. A Garmin Nuvi can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. A drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, you heard Michelle Villalobos talk about you need some SEO. Well, I got Mr. SEO. We got Michael Alcantara. He's the CEO of Alcantara Media. He's the master web designer. He's the chairperson of the local WordPress group here in Miami. We discussed the evolution of the Freed on Business website, WordPress tips, SEO tips, general website ideas with one of South Florida's top website designers. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. How you doing? Happy to be here.
Oh, great. Now, Mike, we started my show, my website. It was Drupal. Then we went to very basic WordPress. And now we've got you on doing a sort of a spin up and improvement. Help me understand why it's good that I chose WordPress to build my website. And what are some of the benefits of WordPress?
Okay, well, WordPress is definitely the new thing going on right now. It's a content management system. It gives you control of your website, so you don't have to know a line of code to change your content.
Yeah, I know that when I was doing Drupal, it was a little bit, it wasn't hard, but when there was something that was non-programmatic, when it was something that was unusual, I couldn't figure it out and I had to call somebody.
Yeah, of course. Drupal is a little bit more complex for WordPress. That's actually where my start began with Drupal. Once I found WordPress, I found it was very easy to work with, but not just that, but easy to teach. And a lot of our clients, you know, people of different particular ages that did not really understand how to, you know, who are not computer literate, found WordPress to be a lot easy for them. So we liked it.
Yeah, I like WordPress because I can load my stuff up. I can figure out how to get it done. It takes me about an hour to load each show, about a half hour to load each show and get all the little bells and whistles in the SEO stuff. But I can never get the SEO above the yellow dot. And I know that you're going to work with me to help me come up with some tips. And it's something that's intuitive because I've gotten it from the beige dot to the yellow dot. So I'm getting better.
Absolutely. SEO is very important nowadays. It's not just enough to have a website. You also have to optimize it for search engines to find you and also rank for particular keywords that fit your niche or your market.
Well, sure. That's what Michelle was talking about exactly. Earlier. And she was giving you the high five because she knew that you could help people do that.
Absolutely.
Now, let's see. What improvements are we going to be able to make to my website? Because I know that my website is something I use for business. It's something I monetize. We sell ads on the website. And I really didn't see that I was having enough ad space. And I also saw a lot of white space. It didn't seem to be efficient. How are we addressing that?
Well, we're going to give your website a full facelift.
Oh,
we're going
to
revolutionize how users come to the website and use its interface and find content within your website and also no more white space.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited because right now people only play full shows, and I think what we're talking about doing is creating like a healthcare section and a personal improvement section like we did with Michelle, maybe a real estate section so people can drill down and get the kind of stuff they want on a easier access basis. It's really exciting, the kind of things that we're talking about with Mike, and Mike is the one talking about them with me, really, because I have no clue.
Absolutely, Jim. We're definitely going to make your website a lot better than what it currently is, and it's on WordPress.
Now, how does SEO and WordPress work? Because WordPress seems to be very conscious of SEO because it always is evaluating where you are with SEO. It gives you suggestions and tips on SEO. It's got the buttons on the left about SEO, which right. You know how much I know about them because I call them the buttons on the left.
Well, not just WordPress is familiar with SEO, but also the search engines are familiar with WordPress. The WordPress code in itself is very clean and very easy to navigate for the search engines. With plugins for SEO like Yoast for WordPress is a great plugin for WordPress that allows you to do SEO on every page of content or every post that you put out there.
Wow, that's just awesome. Now, we also have video on our website, and we're going to have a video player, an improved one on the website, no?
Absolutely, and not just that, but we're also going to transcribe your videos, which is great for SEO because Google and the other search engines are going to pick up on these keywords.
Oh, that's awesome, and I guess you also got to sort of feed me some good keywords to make sure I use the right keywords.
Well, of course. Well, keyword research is actually what we live and die by with SEO. Good keyword research results in great traffic.
Well, I think you need to give me the good keywords for the personal female improvement and SEO so that when we spin up the website that we're going to get some great SEO on this one.
You got it, Jim.
Oh, that's really exciting. Now, Mike, how did you you know, you've got the WordPress group that you belong to down here that you do a lot of work with. Tell me a little bit about the community and the social aspect of being in the WordPress community.
Well, it's great. There's a lot of developers and a lot of regular people who just want to learn how to build a website. You get to learn how to build a WordPress website from scratch. We did a segment a couple months ago with how to build a WordPress website in 24 hours.
Wow.
You can definitely come and check it out. We actually have an event this Sunday at the Planet Linux Cafe in Coral Gables at 6 o'clock. We're going to be talking about how to edit your WordPress theme the right way.
Oh, wow. So you're going to come down here for that, huh?
Absolutely.
You got to have those on Sunday because the drive on 95 from where you are is just brutal.
Yep.
Thank you for making it down here today, though. All right. Now, okay. We've got more time with Mike. Excellent. Now, tell me a little bit about your internet marketing agency and the services that you guys offer, because I know that we're only scratching the surface with their website redesign.
Right, absolutely. Alcantara Media has a lot of different services, including
social. You say that a lot better than me, man.
Alcantara Media. Yeah, it's actually the leather used in Lamborghinis and Formula One race cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Alcantara.
Well, you'll have to come with me and Johnny when we check out the Lamborghini.
Oh, you got it.
Alcantara Media.
So,
thank you, Juan.
Absolutely. We work with a lot of clients in social media marketing, search engine optimization. We even do apps development for iPhone and Android.
Oh, well, after this, we're going to have to do the Freed on Business app after you help me redesign my logo.
Oh, that's on the map, Jim.
Oh, totally. Cool. I'm getting excited now. Oh, boy, this is great stuff. All right, Mike. Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and they want to help you or work with you, how do they do that?
Well, they can go to our website at alcantaramedia.com, or they can call our toll-free number at 866- 855-252-6334.
Well, thank you, Mike. You had to look that one up. I'm sorry I didn't mean to get you there on something you didn't know off the top of your head. I know that my office number is 305-854-5000, extension 222. There you go. Now, we'll be. Are we coming back with Mike, or do we have the doctor on the line? The doctors are on the line. We're going to be right back after this. Mike, you're going to want to watch Mike's work. He's going to make our website smoking hot. Stick with us. We're going to talk about things that are important to your kids, and they're important to you, so stay with us back after this. All right, I just love that spot with Mike. Mike is going to spin up our website and make it look great, and I want to thank Johnny from Social Media 305 for sending Mike our way. And I also want to thank my friends at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They've got exceptional cars. I own two of them, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, which I use pretty regularly. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. In fact, I called them thanks to the small spaces in my parking lot. They got rid of a whole bunch of dents for me. Now, they always have the best price. They always have the best service. It's always Warren Henry.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. Is your business being affected by the recession and slow rebounding economy? Are you dealing with cash flow issues? Are you being harassed by collectors or attorneys threatening to sue you over unpaid bills? We can help keep you out of court. I talk to business owners every day that are good people with great products and services. They just need a solution on how to deal with their overburdened corporate debt situation. Like the pharmacy that owed $350,000 to a supplier, which we negotiated down to $150,000, paid out over 48 months. Or the company that owed $600,000 in workers' compensation premiums that we successfully restructured to $250,000 with extended terms. These are real stories of actual True North Financial clients. Call True North Financial today for your free consultation. We can help stop business headaches. Call 800-416-2072. That's 800-416-2072. 800-416-2072. Or visit us online at truenorthhelp.com. 800-416-2072 or truenorthhelp.com today.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. Two home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com. South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, now we are back, and like the man said, I am Jim Freed, and you are on Freed on Business, and we've got Dr. Sarah Messiah from UHealth and Dr. Jack Cardace, the director of the Miami-Dade County Parks Systems, and we're going to discuss the Miami-Dade County's Fit to Play After School program. I know that when I was a kid, before I started working, after school programs was where I went to run around and stay in shape. And we all know that there's childhood obesity is a big problem out there, and we've got to do something. And let's bring the doctor and our friend from Dade County Parks, Jack, on, and let's talk. Juan, are they out there? Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Are you really the Messiah?
I am really not the Messiah.
Is Jack on with us? I don't have Jack. Okay, doctor. Well, doctor, tell us a little bit about the Fit to Play program.
So the Fit to Play program is administered in many different Miami-Dade County parks all over the county. So the children get out after school and they immediately go to the park and they stay there from 2 to 3 in the afternoon until 6. And the program starts off with them immediately sort of getting outside, blowing off some steam, coming back in, doing their homework, finishing up their homework, and then they go outside and they participate in the actual program, which involves a number of different physical fitness activities. And then a few times a week, they also do a nutrition education component where the coaches, which are the park staff, teach the participants about healthy eating and healthy habits at home, including sleep and drinking water and so on.
You know, it sounds to be something that's very important. I really don't get it. When I was, 11, 12, or 13, I wore a Husky. Today I'm nice and thin. I think certain people are just naturally that way. Mm-hmm. But the other thing was, when I was a kid, we all used to meet at 3:30 out by the side street. We'd play tennis. We'd play football. We'd play running bases. I don't see kids on the street doing that anymore.
That's right. And I'm a huge advocate for, obviously, not only fitness, but those 3 or 4 hours after school are critical, because that is the time when, like you said, it used to be that kids would go outside and be active, and that's not what we're finding anymore. In fact, the majority of children go home, and they're sedentary. They sit down, they play video games, and they eat. Yeah. So it's an opportune time to implement a program such as this.
You know, it's very important. I know that when I was a kid that we had after-school play, after-school program, but not as many moms and dads were working. Now I know a lot of my friends have to leave the office to go pick up their kids or whatever, and I guess that the big babysitter is still the TV, and that's not really or video games, I guess, even if they have a Wii now. So how do you encourage people to get their children into these programs? How do they find out about them other than listening to our radio show, I guess?
So a lot of the parks are directly adjacent to schools. And Miami-Dade County Parks does a fabulous job of promoting the programs countywide, too. And now that we're partnering, us meaning the University of Miami, with them, we have a whole research component to this tour. We are actually, we have outcome measures on the participants, meaning we're measuring their weight, their height, a whole bunch of anthropometric measures, including their body fat, their blood pressure, and their knowledge that they gain about healthy nutrition during the school year. So these findings now are just coming out from our first year results, and a lot of people around the country are actually interested in this model, which is really encouraging, because obviously, I mean, to me, the enticement of this program is that it can be replicated all across the nation, because you have parks everywhere and the facilities are there. And who doesn't love a park? I mean, to me, they're one of our local treasures that we often take for granted, right? I mean, I know so many times I drive by a park and it's like, wow, you know, I wonder what's in there. And it's incredible what we have here in our own backyard.
I drive by the parks and I wonder why there's nobody playing.
That's right.
It bothers me terribly, because I remember how much fun it was to just run around and throw the ball and hit the ball and kick the ball and, I got to say, throw around and kick around my friends.
Right.
And there's just no outlet for that now. And I don't think getting on Call of Duty 3 on the internet and playing some guy in Oshkosh really fills the bill.
It absolutely does not. If anything, it does just the opposite, because it's just encouraging kids. They don't even realize that hours have passed and they literally haven't moved.
Yeah.
Versus going to the park. The parks do provide transportation, too. From schools that are pretty close to the park. So in case, say, your child lives a few blocks away and you don't feel comfortable, you know, if they're by a busy street or something, they will put the kids in a van and van them over to the park, too. So that's another resource that's available as well.
Now, a lot of people are afraid of people getting around their kids in the wrong way. This is something that's sponsored by the Dade County Parks. These are people that are involved that have been screened. This is a safe environment for our kids to get healthy.
Absolutely. I would advocate for the program 100%. I feel very comfortable. Jack Cardis is amazing in the programs that he runs. All the staff that I have worked with are really dedicated and really vested, I think, in not only the parks programs as a whole, but children and children's health in the county.
Well, I know that the folks at UHealth are very, very into population health care, I guess is the way I would say it. And it sounds to me like this is a fabulous example for the kind of things that Dr. Goldschmidt is trying to bring to our community.
Absolutely. My whole research portfolio is based on childhood obesity prevention. So obviously I'm in a clinical setting, so I do a lot of clinical research. So I love the fact that we can partner with such a great group as PARC and show evidence-based results that this program really does work. It's local, and now it's attracting national attention, too, as a potential model for children all over the country because we have such an obesity epidemic across the entire nation.
Dr. Messiah, we're running out of time. Juan already flipped me the out music. So how do people get information on this in 30 seconds or less?
Get on Miami-Dade County Parks website and go just search on after school programs and it'll come right up and it'll tell you all the parks where it's offered.
Thank you so much for what you're doing for our community. Dr. Messiah, I can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart, from all the people who live in our county, and thank you to the Parks and Recreation Department as well.
Well, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. We'll be right back after this with the wrap of the show. Enjoy.
It's very important to Miami Dolphins head coach, Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. Two home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I want to take this time to talk a little bit about something that's been here in the news locally, not really that heavily, but it's been dancing around, and that's the Super Bowl. We're up against the 49ers for the Super Bowl. They're going to have this world-class stadium, and we're going to have whatever we got at the county line. It's 25 years old. Now that I'm an old man, I kind of understand how long that really is. I won't sit outside in some of those seats anymore. They're too small. It's too hot. The area is just not that attractive. I sit in the club seats. It's great. Johnny's rolling his eyes. He goes with me to the games. We love the club seats. We love the club seats. But one of Johnny's beefs is that it doesn't have Wi-Fi at the stadium. How are you going to have the Super Bowl if you can't have Wi-Fi? So people, we have to look inside ourselves and determine how important it is to have the Super Bowl in Miami. Now, when the Super Bowl comes, you don't have to go to the game. You can go to South Beach and watch all the players. You can go to a lot of events and see all the people. And let's face it, as one of my friends said to me today, people don't really care about anybody unless they're a star. Well, the Super Bowl attracts the stars. The kids are going to like that. If we want to bring the Super Bowl back to our community needs to bond together. All three counties need to come together, meet with Mike D, and figure out how to get a football stadium upgrade through. And don't look at what the Marlins did. The Marlins did that. They're robber barons. What are you going to say? They are great businessmen. I got to give them a high five for doing a great business deal for them. But the Dolphins, if we want to have the Super Bowl and we want to keep being in the national championship game rotation and keep having these big events, we have to have a world-class facility, and we have to decide whether or not we're going to join the real world and have a public-private partnership to make this happen. Steve Ross does these kind of public-private partnerships with his real estate company all the time. I'm sure that he and his executives know how to get creative and make something happen. We need a state-of-the-art facility. We need a state-of-the-art facility here in South Florida. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive and True North Financial, of course, the Miami Dolphins and Best Roofing, Social Media 305, Burger Singham and the Aztec Group, and, of course, U Health and our listeners. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our website, www.freedombusiness.com. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down the home.